You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development.
UNRWSD recently joined the UN family in Bonn, and on the occasion of the launch event on February 6, 2020, we sat down with the head of the new UNRWSD Bonn office, Isabel Kempf, to find out more about what brought her to UNRWSD and what perspectives she sees for UNRWSD in Bonn. Isabel, you've been with the UN for a while and have worked in different agencies during that time. So how many continents have you lived on, and what do you bring from that experience to your new position at UNRWSD?
It's true, I started with the UN 27 years ago as a young professional, and I started at a very interesting time in Santiago de Chile, when there was a transition to democracy. And I worked there for UNESCO on human rights and environmental education. So that was my kind of first contact with a transition period, a lot of new ideas, new actors coming into the political space. And it was a very exciting time for me personally, because I had really wanted to come to Latin America, because with this idea that there's social change, and I wanted to really understand how social change happens. So that was a very interesting time, and then there I worked also for the Economic Commission for Latin America. So I've been in most Latin American countries and worked with the government and the NGOs there. So as I said, that's a time I really enjoyed. And then from there I worked with the High Commissioner for Human Rights for nearly 14 years.
So that was in Geneva, on the European continent. So that's two.
That's in Geneva. But not really only Geneva, because I worked on Indigenous people's rights. So really the world came to us, because being the secretary of the Working Group on Indigenous Peoples, which really kind of was the hub which created the international movement of Indigenous peoples, that was really like, bringing the world to Geneva, learning from Indigenous peoples from all over the world, and meeting also people I would have never met hadn't I worked for the UN in that context. And I also learned a lot about different ways of negotiating, because Indigenous peoples don't work on a majority rule basis, they work on a consensus basis. So that was really interesting, and once you gained the trust of the Indigenous peoples, you were, I was invited also to the closed doors negotiation preparations, and I think that gave me helped me to have a different worldview as well, or to see that there are many different worldviews, but then of course also universal claims and rights.
And from there, after OHCHR?
Then I worked for them in the Great Lakes Peace Process. And here, I think what really was interesting for me to see the integration between economic development, peace and security issues, and of course, social movements and social justice. And I think that was a very interesting, very high-level experience, because, it was part of summits of heads of states, and where, important decisions about relations between states were taken. And with a lot of trust building going on as well, because it was a region, that had been involved in a major war. In the beginning, people didn't talk to each other. It was even difficult to get them into the same room. And then to see how, this peace building and trust building process, brought actually people together, and especially the technical people had a lot in common and really wanted to move things forward, and come to results. And being able to be part of that and supporting that was a great experience. I really loved it.
So you've actually told us about experiences that you've had really from the grassroots to the regional to the global level. It sounds fascinating with working with all of these different interlocutors and different actors in these different processes. You've had different jobs and different positions in the UN, as you've just described to us. What's the red thread that you see joining these together? And how did that lead you to the present position in UNRWSD?
Sure, I think my red thread has really been the question of social justice, trying to understand the root causes of exclusion and power relations. Starting from the Indigenous peoples through the kind of peace agreements, because a lot of the conflict was due in the Great Lakes region as well, due to exclusion of certain groups within society. So I think that's the red thread. And then what I really would like to work on now is, first of all, to see how does social change happen, and how can research and the work of UNRISC kind of help us understand how social change happens, because we are confronting a crisis, a climate crisis. So action has to be not only fast, but also fair. So how do we make sure we're not cleaning up and then redistribute, but make sure that people, you know, own that process and be part of it? So that is really something I'm very interested in, and I think I bring a lot of experience. And then also kind of the interlinkages between the social, the environment, and the economic part of sustainable development. My current program, where I worked before and now joining UNRISC, is Poverty Environment Action for SDGs. So it's really working with an integrated approach across different ministries, working with central ministries such as the Ministry of Finance, and making sure that there is a coordination, not only, you know, in a horizontal way among different sectors, like energy and social sector, etc., but also that there is a vertical integration from the national to the subnational to the local level. You know, how can you really anchor policies and implement them at the local level? I think these questions also are part of how does social change and policy change happen. So I think I would like to bring in this real life experiences and technical cooperation experience now, and use more fundamental research and this kind of, you know, reflection and experience sharing or understanding from different parts of the world, and bring that to UNRISC and to the current debate.
Do you see that taking the form of an action research sort of approach that might be something relevant for the work going forward from this office? Or I guess it's the question of how do we actually see research and action and implementation and operations being integrated?
And I think for that I would like to use my good networks and my, you know, experience within the UN system, because now having worked for the UN Environment Programme for the last 8 years, I'm able to bring in the environmental perspective and then now the social dimension of that, and work with the UN within the UN family, because I think that I see a lot of demand within the UN family as well to work within an integrated approach. And I think UNRISC has a lot of experiences, first of all, on the interlinkages, but I think we need to bring social justice and social equity into the bigger programs that are more climate change or environment focused at the moment. I'm thinking about the UN Red, about the idea of now the Great Green Wall in the Sahel. You know, how can we make sure that, you know, social justice is not an afterthought, but that this is really implemented from the very beginning? And I already got some a lot of expression of interest from colleagues who work in the sister organizations to work with us in the future, so that we would have a policy-oriented research informing these bigger projects.
Thank you. That's a fascinating answer, and it actually responds to one of the next questions that I wanted to ask you, which was, how do you think science or research and activism or advocacy can be integrated when it comes to sustainable development? So you've just given us a good idea of that. Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts?
You know, UNEP just before the Madrid COP published the emission gap report, which shows what countries really would need to do to be able to reduce their emissions, you know, to be in line with the Paris Agreement. And I think this is a very scientific report, but it really got a lot of kind of press reactions, and also was picked up by the social movements who really asked for faster and fair climate action. So I think that's a kind of example, you know, of how if we do the research at the right moment, you know, on the topics that are really so much have so much demand at the moment, I think that can really have a big impact. So I would like to, you know, work in the same direction and make sure that UNRISC is not only doing the cutting edge research, but that we present it and then work with other actors to really use it.
So it's the quality of the research, the timeliness, and also also how it's communicated.
Yes.
I have one final question for you, Isabel, and that concerns your new job in the UNRWA's Bonn office.
Yes.
What do you think is most exciting about this new job? What are you looking forward to the most? And then what do you think some of the challenges might be?
Well, I think I'm really looking forward to work on neglected issues as well. For example, one of the calls for papers and research that we've just started is on the impact of financial crisis on environmental sustainability. And I think while the question of, you know, how does it impact on inequality or poverty, that has been, we have already some research done by UNRWA actually on that. But I think that's a kind of new area, is how is environment or climate change action going to be impacted if there is a future financial crisis. So I think this is kind of this learning from the past, using what UNRWA has already been doing, and then kind of using that, you know, for current and future topics, and really make sure that we work with social actors, maybe policymakers, maybe social, you know, mobilization and campaigns, to also kind of use that then for advocacy and you know, change in the end. So I think that's really what I'm looking forward to.
And do you see any challenges on the horizon?
Well, I think we're a relatively small organization, and so I think we need to work in networks, that's in partnerships, and we really have to work within the UN family, but also outside with other, you know, foundations and other research institutes. So I'm looking forward to this kind of new, for me, new landscape, and I think, you know, I can use my networking experience and being like an open-minded person as well. I'm looking forward to learning and to also sharing, you know, my experience and that the rich research and experience of UNRWA with others.
Thank you so much. It's been really a pleasure to get to know you a little bit better through this interview. Thank you, Isabel.
Check out our other podcasts available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unrwa.org. Thank you for listening.